You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Tomorrow at the state capitol, a new push begins to reestablish Arizona's state film office. With deep budget deficits and a seeming aversion to offering incentives, the state has lost a number of film projects, including blockbusters like Django Unchained, to competing neighbors like New Mexico.
Well, right on time.
There come a time, Kimosabe, when good man must wear mask.
Listen up, Red Wing's a go.
No!
This op is compromised.
The second that they run down there, we got 200 on our backs.
This is not a vote. We're gonna cut them loose, and we're going home.
I think that we're all in our private traps, clamped in them, and none of us can ever get out.
Film clips from 310 to Yuma, The Lone Ranger, the brand new Lone Survivor, and Psycho. The first three were filmed primarily in New Mexico. The original Psycho was filmed in part in Arizona. Its remake was shot in New Mexico, though, because of financial incentives. Shelley Hall, director of the Tucson Film Office, says bringing back the state film office could be huge for Arizona's economy.
It's difficult for us to do our jobs down here without that connection. It's through the state film office that we're able to, filmmakers are able to access and talk to state lands, state parks, the Arizona Department of Transportation for the highways, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just one reason it's really important for us down here in Tucson.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I don't know that any of us really knows how complicated the whole process is, even when you're filming things in Tucson. Can you give a little more detail about all the organizations and agencies you need to connect with to say, okay, this is the day they're going to be filming here, and so on and so forth?
You never know what a film's going to come up with, but I can give you one example of a film that was wanted to film here at one point. It's out right now, The Lone Survivor. And they were planning on filming in Arizona, using Arizona to stand in for the Middle East. And that would have required a few different locations. We had Three Kings film here several years ago, and they filmed on Sacaton Mine near Casa Grande for the Middle East. And without the state film office there to help them establish production offices and phone lines and et cetera, they wouldn't have come here. Put it this way, if studios, when they want to film in Arizona, they're going to spend millions of dollars, and they want to know that the governor and the state have their back when they're here working. And having a state film office says to them, we want you here, we value what you're bringing, and we've got your back.
The state, certainly including Tucson, has a huge legacy when it comes to making films. So is the state, because of the lack of a film office, looking like a minor leaguer? Does it seem like it's passé to producers in some ways?
Absolutely. We aren't even on the list anymore for most, I'm sorry to say, for the big features. And that's because, you know, we don't have the incentive that other states have. That's the primary reason. Yep. So we used to be in the top three, actually, of U.S. locations for business, the amount of business we attracted. But now we're down there at the bottom.
And incentive, of course, for some political circles is a bad word in Arizona. How do you turn that into a good word? Considering New Mexico and other places are offering them.
Yes, well, since we've been trying to pass incentive legislations for film for the last 3 years, I don't know the answer to that. And that's why I'm focused on, let's get a film office and let's capture the business that we can get. For example, in Tucson, we're still getting plenty of commercials, commercial advertising. We're getting reality television shows, probably five a month come here to shoot episodes. Like the Discovery Channel seems to be here every month, filming something, you know, with NASA or at the Mir Lab or up at Titan Missile. We had the Kardashians here last month. you know, you so that's business, and when they come, the Kardashians, you know, they used 75 hotel room nights while they were here. They spent probably maybe a little less than $500,000 in their 5 days filming here. It's good business, and it's good for tourism when those locations, you know, the high-end resort where they stayed is on their television show around the world. And there's an audience for that. I personally don't watch it, but there's an audience for that.
Well, no, it's interesting to flesh that out for us, because even if the blockbusters aren't coming, the ones that might get more attention, if you can build up a number of, I don't want to say minor projects, but smaller projects, that obviously does help out quite a bit.
That's what we've been doing in Tucson, because without the incentive, it's so much harder to get the big, it's impossible to get the big studio projects and television series. We have gotten independent feature films that are independently financed. We had two Westerns here in 2013 that spent, without any economic multiplier, over $3 million in the Southern Arizona region. Last year, or the year before, we had The Hangover 3, which is probably the only studio picture we've seen in a long time, and they shot in Southern Arizona, and they filmed in Nogales. We've gone after the smaller projects and facilitated them, and it adds up. We did $10 million in business last year. In Southern Arizona with just facilitating commercials, reality shows, the two features I mentioned.
Shelley, if you mentioned $10 million, if there were a big blockbuster or two, how much more exponentially could that be larger than $10 million? I mean, could we talk in $50 million, $100 million? Any idea
sure.
to measure that?
Well, let's say the Lone Survivor filmed here, that would have been probably $50 million. For their location spend in Arizona.
Okay.
Just on based on Three Kings filming here several years ago, et cetera.
Shelley, last thing for you. With the feeling that the state budget is on much more solid footing than it has been the last few years, is there a feeling that there are some lawmakers from Tucson, maybe lawmakers elsewhere, who at least might push the film office idea into a higher stratosphere so at least it gets a little bit more attention this time around?
Well, I am optimistic that they will. I've already heard several Southern Arizona legislators voice support for a state film office, and they want that business. We want that business. We want the film and television business to know that Arizona is open for business. You know, to have a state film office, it helps to bring in that revenue to the rural communities as well as the urban. And right now, it's really just going to Tucson and Phoenix, who have film offices.
Shelley Hall, director of the Tucson Film Office.